The Alaska Ocean Observing System is celebrating its 10th anniversary of aggregating information about ocean conditions and sharing that data with a wide range of partner organizations and other ocean users. Molly McCammon is the executive director of AOS, a former director of the Exxon Valdez Oil Spill Trustee Council. She was asked to head up a new ocean observing organization in 2003. McCammon says Congress wanted a better system to integrate ocean research, and in 2004, AOS was launched. She says traditional research looks at what needs to be learned, but AOS starts with who the users are and what they need to know to make decisions.
In Alaska, you can't do anything without partners. So the Alaska Ocean Observing System is not one entity. We are made up of all of our partners. So we are in partnership with the Marine Exchange. We are in partnership with the Coast Guard. We're in partnership with the National Weather Service. We work really closely together. And some people say we're the kind of the seed, the instigator of various activities. Others refer to us as the glue for various activities that pull together all of the partners. But I think the end result is that we can look across all the various entities. We can work with the private sector. So we have no problems working with Shell or with World Wildlife Fund. We can go to a federal agency. We can go to a state agency. We can pull together bits and pieces from all these entities, work collaboratively with them, and help decide what kind of product do we need for the user community.
In the past decade that you've been providing this service, have there been surprises in the findings that you're collecting?
When we started 10 years ago, ocean acidification was not an issue. It was not on our radar at all. Certainly, the melting of sea ice has accelerated much more quickly than anyone anticipated. In my lifetime, I will likely see an ice-free Arctic. I would never have said this 10 years ago. So the emphasis on the Arctic and the changes there and what could happen with diminished sea ice, this has now become a global issue. It's now getting more national attention. And certainly for us in Alaska, it's a huge issue.
What do you think the next 10 years will look like for the work you're doing? Will the focus change going forward?
I think what's changed the most and what may change the most in the next 10 years is changing technology. We now have a number of tools that are being developed that we have better ocean observing instruments. We have gliders. We have drones. And I should emphasize, too, here that Alaska is... We have huge challenges here just because we are so remote. We have the extreme weather and also 44,000 miles of coastline. That is a tremendous area and, you know, huge oceans with the Gulf of Alaska, the Bering Sea, the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas. We have huge area to observe. But I think changing technology will help us with that.
Molly McCammon is the executive director of the Alaska Ocean Observing System. AOS is celebrating their 10th anniversary with a celebration and film festival at the Anchorage Museum tonight, starting at 6:30.